Cardiff.
Hey, where are we going?
Hi, I received an offer in the mail and just wanted to find out some more information about it.
Okay, great. Give me one sec here. Okay, what was the 16-digit reservation number that was on there?
It's 2311.
Mm-hmm.
1801-0007-0462.
Okay. Let me pull your information up. And let's see here. I have affordable exhibit displays.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And let me see here. And the number, oh, what is the number of the business, or the number you're calling from? I'm sorry.
I'm working from home today.
Okay. Let me see here. What is the best number for the business?
It is 207.
Okay.
782-6175.
Okay. And then what is the number that you're calling from as well? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's 207.
Okay. Uh-huh.
933-2416.
2416? Okay, and your name?
Dina.
Dina, okay.
D-E-N-A.
D-E-N-A. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So I have affordable exhibit displays, and the address I'm showing is 307 Route 202 in Green, Maine. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And are you the owner of the business, or are there multiple owners?
Yep.
Okay. Is he your sole owner? Okay. You and your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Is it 50-50 ownership?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you had the business?
The business has been in business since 1994. However, mm-hmm. we took over and purchased it in 2012.
Okay, great. And what does the business do exactly?
We sell and manufacture trade show displays.
Okay. Perfect. So what we had sent you, Dina, is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
A couple things. Working capital and also inventory.
Okay.
We're getting low on some of our pieces and parts that we make the displays on.
Okay.
And in order to get a really good price, we have to buy in some pretty big bulk. So
okay.
We were kind of looking for that.
Okay. And when you buy these parts for the displays, are you currently buying them in bulk?
Yes, we usually do.
Okay. And the reason now you're looking for financing, is it because you're low on funding, or are you buying more inventory than you usually do?
Yeah, the last time the previous owners purchased these kinds of inventory was probably like 10 years ago. So
okay.
It's been a long time that they've lasted.
Oh, okay.
And now one of our particular lines that we carry, I'm sorry, I'm working from home. So
that's okay. No problem.
So one of the lines that we manufacture, the wonderful company that we dealt with lost the tool or discarded it, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. So now we have to do like everything all over again. So
oh, wow.
Starting
okay.
from scratch. Yeah. So we weren't too happy about that. And now it's going to take a lot more to get us back where
okay.
we were. So,
okay.
This came in the mail. I said, we didn't really think about something like this.
Yeah.
So I said, maybe I'll call and I'll find out what the options are.
Okay.
And then, just to have some extra working capital within there as well.
Okay. So in terms of the inventory, how much do you think you would need?
Probably for all for both lines. I'm going to say around maybe 25.
Okay. And then how much were you looking for just to have as a cushion?
A cushion, another 25 possibly.
Okay.
For a cushion.
Okay. So you're looking at about 50,000 total. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year, I believe we were around, I think it was 725.
Okay, perfect. And this year, are you on track to do the same, less, more?
This year we're on track to do more.
Okay.
Last time I checked, I want to say we were closer to like 15%, maybe more.
Okay.
So we've had a little growth that has hit us a little bit sideways.
And so when you buy the inventory, so you'll be getting a discount by buying it in bulk, correct?
Right.
And what kind of discount do they offer you?
Offhand, I don't remember what the numbers are offhand.
Okay.
But it definitely makes sense to
buy it in bulk. Okay.
Yeah. Like on one of them, we outsource it to China.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't buy any less than, it's like 250 or 300 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that, they don't give you that great of a price. So we up it to closer to 500 or more in order to make it even worth it. So.
Okay. And in terms of when you're selling these displays, what kind of margins are you guys looking at?
Actually, they're really good, especially for the one from China. On that particular item, if we bought it at that 250, you know, 300 price, mm-hmm. we'd be paying about $30 for the unit. Add in the printed banner, that we'll say that's about 50 for one unit, and we sell three units for $1,200.
Okay.
So it's a nice markup.
So it costs you around like $50 per unit?
Per unit.
Okay. And do you usually sell them in multiples or just one?
Most of the time that particular unit is three or more because it's a connected unit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We always order, it's like a unit that we connect together, so they usually always order at least three, and then we go on up from there, and they buy their booth space. So.
Yeah, those are great margins. It's really good.
Yeah.
Now.
They are, and that's why it's like, if we could get that down to a little more.
Now, do you have enough inventory to fill current orders, where if you bought more, would you be able to fill that?
Currently, we're at a point where I think we have only 13 units left, so we're at a point where we either have to buy something now or we have to take that item and turn it off on our website. Buy more.
Okay. Yeah.
And we kind of are at that point of We have enough maybe for the next, I don't know. It depends. They kind of go in spurts too when they get
Yeah.
one. But if we could run out like next week.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
if someone orders multiples because they usually order three or more.
Yeah.
So if we got a couple orders, let's say today, then by next week we could be out. So we are kind of at that.
Okay. Point. Kind of important to get the funding. All right. Now, is the business seasonal, or are you pretty steady year-round?
It's pretty steady year-round.
Okay.
But we have heights in the trade show season. So our, you know, the best months are March, April, May, and then August, September, October, when the trade show season is at its height. Other than that, we're pretty steady all year anyway. So.
Perfect. And then in terms of credit, how is your personal credit and your husband's personal credit? Is it fair, excellent, kind of in the middle?
I believe our credit score is around, both of us, we're in 720, 750 for both of us.
Perfect.
We're both in that range.
And one of my understanding is you're looking for the funding pretty soon. Like if we could get it in the next few days, that would be helpful to you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Because we could get things rolling, and
yeah.
It'll be about two months for the inventory to come in. So we're kind of at that. We probably should have looked into it a month ago.
Yeah. Now, do you have any type of open working capital loans, lines of credit, anything like that currently?
No open working capital loans.
Okay.
No other loans.
Okay. And have you tried to get a line of credit?
Nope.
No? Okay. Okay. So I'll tell you about the program I think is going to be the best fit for what you're looking for. And then if it makes sense, I'll let you know what we need to get you an approval, which we can usually have within a day. We also offer equipment financing. So I don't know if that's something. It looks like you have a UCC filing here from Access Capital. Was that for
We do have a lease on a printer, yes.
Oh, okay. Got
yep.
it. So if there's anything you need down the road, we can also do equipment financing. But in terms of just, unsecured capital that you can really use for whatever you want, the working capital program would be the best, and that's unsecured, so we're not going to ask for any collateral or assets. And we can usually lend about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So getting you $50,000 shouldn't be a problem. I don't see that being an issue. Now, the way the program is structured is it's going to be a little bit more short-term than, say, your lease you had because they're unsecured, so there's a little bit more risk involved because there's no collateral. So we usually see terms between 3 months and 3 years and then anywhere in between. So depending on, and you don't have to decide right now, but I guess depending on, you know, how soon you turn over the inventory, that would probably, be the deciding factor on the structure, the term length structure that you pick, whether it be, you know, 1 year or a year and a half or something very short term. So those are kind of the terms. We would wire the funds directly to your business bank account. We can usually do that in a day or two after you get approved, and then you can use the funds for whatever you want. And the loan will be repaid either a monthly, weekly, or daily payback. And so if it's daily, it would just be Monday through Friday, a fixed amount that comes out automatically. Weekly would be once a week, and then the monthly obviously be a monthly payment. Did that make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. And then what you'll see for repayment, there's not going to be an APR annual percentage rate. There'll be a fixed cost to the funds. And what determines that is usually credit, time in business, and the term length you choose. So we usually see about 10 cents on the dollar. And it can go all the way up to 30 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. So I usually give you a few different options, and then you can choose what you want for the amount of money you want and the repayment term. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So okay.
There'll be some options that we'll be able to.
Yeah. So we work backwards. We'll give you the highest loan amount you've been approved for and the longest term, and then we can work backwards and go over some different options with you.
Okay.
In terms of repayment. So that's pretty much it. It's a very simple process. Did you want me to email you what we need to get you an approval?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What is the best email for you?
It's Dena, D-E-N-A,
mm-hmm.
at affordabledisplays.com.
And that's plural, correct? Oh, are you there, Dena?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And displays is plural. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I'm going to email you what I need. It will be a one-page application, 6 months of your business bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. And then once I get that back, I can usually have the approval for you within 1 day, and then we can have you funded within a day or two. So Getting the funds to you next week, I don't see that being an issue at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So, did you have any other questions?
Over, no. I'll look it over and talk it over with my husband and then see what we want to do.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay, very good.
Okay. I'll send this over shortly. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.